This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have a great show lined up for everybody. Two packed hours of economic commentary and also a lot of coverage on what's going on in the precious metals and the U.S. dollar. We'll even touch on the U.S. stock markets because there were some interesting moves this week, especially early on with the continued fall in the dollar and a nice little run that the precious metals experienced. To kick off this show, I have a good friend, Peter Buchvar, the chief market analyst for the Lindsay Group. And Peter, I have to say, every day I get to my computer and I read over your morning synopsis of some of the data that's coming out. And throughout the day, whenever you send an email, I always take time to read over that. And I'm proud to announce that you have actually started up a new website that summarizes some of this data that you send out. I'm going to include a link to that website in the weekend report. Everybody be sure to go check it out because Peter, what he writes about is very, very valuable to understanding some of the data points that are coming out around the world. That website is www.bookreport.com, but book is spelt with two O's and CK because that is how Peter spells his last name in Buchvar. Peter, let's start off by talking about this general theme that I've seen from your emails, and that is this slow and gradual uptick in inflation essentially around the world. Please give us a little rundown of what you've been seeing and what you think it all means.
Thanks, Corey, for having me on. We've seen mostly energy-related, the base effects, where the decline from 100 to down to even 25 is now reversing. And 25 to 50, at least in crude oil, is now showing up in the inflation statistics. But it's also happening on top of core inflation, or services inflation, I like to say, that's remained very sticky. So over the last couple of years, we've seen pretty persistent services inflation and goods deflation. And now that services inflation remains, now that we're seeing a rise in commodity prices, particularly oil, that's resulting in the rise in headline inflation. So once this will wear off in terms of energy, but I think overall, it's clear that we've seen a bottom in commodity prices, and adding services inflation, not just in the U.S., but also in Europe in particular, it's causing, I think, an eventual rethink from the point of view of central banks, and that they wanted higher inflation, and now they're getting it. And I think by year end, we're going to see a dramatic reduction in the pace of central bank easing in Europe and possibly even Japan. At the same time, we're going to get what I believe is going to be 3 to 4 rate hikes out of the Fed this year.
So what you're touching on here, I think, is the crucial aspect of all this, is that this data can come out and we can take it for what it is and see, oh, yes, this is happening. Inflation is starting to creep back into the system. But the bigger picture here is what the central banks are going to do. And we already have Draghi coming out of the ECB talking about winding down their bond buying program. Who knows what Japan's going to do? In China, they just keep on printing money. But this change in central bank mentality would be huge for a system that has essentially lived off of easy money and low interest rates, hasn't it?
Yes, no question. And let's just take Europe for an example. In the German 10-year, even with this rise in yields over the past couple months, is still only 43 basis points. The French 10-year is barely above 1%. It was an epic bubble in bonds that we saw globally, but particularly in Europe, that when the ECB fully pulls back, I mean, they're cutting QE monthly, their monthly QE in April by 25%. But when that program eventually ends, when negative deposit rates even just go back to zero, considering that German bonds are negative out to 7 years. I mean, this is a train wreck waiting to happen. And I think that the rise in the inflation statistics is what forces their hands. Again, they're already cutting 25%. And until they see a rise in core inflation, they're going to walk back from the rise in energy prices. But I think, again, overall, the theme is still the same, that we're in the last inning of central bank largesse.
So one of the arguments behind saying that central banks can never raise rates is because of how much debt there is out there and how the system can just not support higher rates at all. But the fact of the matter is, if inflation starts ticking up, the central banks will have to be almost chasing that inflation up. And they've come out and said, including Draghi and Yellen, that they're okay with being behind the curve. But do you subscribe to the theory that if we do start to see higher interest rates, that is what's going to collapse essentially the whole system?
Well, I'm not going to go that far. But if you look at least in the U.S. since World War II, there's been of substance 13 rate hike cycles. 10 of those were we went into a recession. So when this occurs, chances are we go into a recession again. Because we are a credit-addicted, low-interest-rate-addicted economy, and certainly a marketplace, that when that reverses, we're going to see the flip side of what we've seen over the past 7 years. And I think that's what investors should be very much focused on this year. I mean, since the election, the Fed and other central banks have certainly been pushed into the background, and some people didn't think they're irrelevant. But I think to not think that central banks are an important part of where the economy and markets go this year, I think is delusional and will overwhelm any positives in terms of regulatory and tax relief from a Trump presidency.
Hey, I completely agree with that, Peter. I think that the central banks, in terms of economies and in terms of stability, I think have even more power than the president, as much as people might not want to believe that. I think that is the case. But how much does this have to do with the fact that you wrote in a recent email that we are 90 months into an economic expansion, and when you compare that to the post-World War II average of 60 months, you have to feel like this is just long in the tooth.
It is. It's very aged, both in terms of economic cycle and also in terms of the market cycle. I mean, this is the second longest bull market of all time, and quickly approaching the longest. And it's aged. But what we're seeing now is sort of unprecedented in the sense of where monetary policy has gone. So that's helped to, I guess, maybe extend the recovery. But the recovery we know has been anemic. So now you throw in Trumponomics, which has the potential of being very inflationary because the supply of labor is not necessarily going to be there to satisfy a lot of Trump's stimulus desires. And you get a steeper rise in interest rates, and whether it's going to be Fed-induced or long-end-induced if the Fed does go slow, that's going to tip us over. And people have to remember that the last two recessions were driven by declines in asset prices. And I expect the next recession, when it happens, to also be triggered by a decline in asset prices, predominantly through a rise in interest rates that will then spill over into equity markets and cause the next recession. I mean, when you have zero interest rates for 7 years, you have 7 years of pricing every other asset off this artificially low rate. And those rates are now beginning to change. So you don't need an absolute high level of interest rates for it to matter. You just need a further move away from zero for it to matter. And that's what I think we are going to get this year.
Peter, I completely agree with you. And when you are at zero, just the smallest of moves on a percentage-wise actually make a pretty big difference. So something to consider in what I think we all agree is a major financial bubble that has been blown from these easy money policies, from money that didn't make it to the citizens, that made it into the markets. But, Peter, we're out of time, unfortunately, but I'm going to have you back on next segment. So everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with our conversation with Peter Buchvar. And Peter, I ended last segment by saying that This is a very much a financial asset bubble that we're in, a stock market bubble. You have different comments on that, don't you?
It's an everything bubble. It was a bubble in high-end residential real estate in New York City and San Francisco. It was a bubble in comic books. It was a bubble in Ferrari antique cars. It was a bubble in a lot of different things, but that's what happens when you have zero interest rates and negative overseas for as long as we've had and all this quantitative easing. You know, getting back to what I said before, we can be as enthusiastic as we can on Trump's tax and regulatory policies potentially, but you get a reversal in interest rates and it'll swamp any impact from fiscal.
And this is just what happens when you have easy money. It needs to find somewhere to go. And just hearing bubble in comic books, too, it's something mind-boggling that you wouldn't have even thought would be possible. But that's what zero to end negative interest rates do. But, Peter, if we are in this environment where rates will slowly start moving up and central banks will pull back on their ultra-easy and accommodative money policies, what do investors do? How do they stay protected? But then also, how do they manage to grow some of their wealth?
Yeah, it's obviously not easy when everything's expensive, but you have to look at where it's least expensive. Investors must look outside of the U.S. I think a lot of emerging markets, which went through a pretty nasty bear market that began in 2011, coincident with the commodity top, I think provides a lot of opportunity. I think Brazil, which has had a tremendous 2016 and a good start to 2017, is still an attractive place considering the changes that are happening there. I think Asian markets are pretty attractive because that's where the global growth is going to be. South Korea is trading at 10 times earnings because of the large influence of the conglomerate chaebols there. But I think there's political change that could start to break those companies up, not from government fiat, but just government pressure that could make the corporate sector in South Korea much more efficient. I think in the commodity space, I've been bullish on industrial metals for the past year, because of the supply side responses to the decline in prices and slowdown in demand. And I think that is also still attractive. But I'm most positive on agriculture in the commodity space. Gold and silver, I look more as a currency rather than a commodity. And I'm hugely bullish on that because of what I see is continued rises in inflation and declines in real interest rates because central banks will be very slow in responding. I think there's currency chaos here that Trump is now creating on top of an unstable fiat currency world to begin with. And I expect, and I do think that the gold bear market ended in December 2015 and is now, notwithstanding the pullback we saw in the late part of last year, is getting underway again.
So even with Trump and Navarro, their comments earlier this week that move the U.S. dollar down quite significantly. I would agree with you that currencies have been all over the map, and a lot of it is thanks to Trump and what he says in the media and also what he tweets out, which is a crazy and tough game to try to play on, especially a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I just want to add something to that, just so people, you know, the listeners can fully understand that a key part of the Trump tax reform is on one side to cut the corporate tax rate and allow full expensing of capital spending in year one. But they want to pay for that. And the border adjustment tax, which everyone should learn about, is modeled to pay for half of those tax cuts. Well, in order to make that work for the economy, the U.S. dollar needs to rally 20% against every single one of their trading partners. So here you have Peter Navarro, in an article and an interview, saying that he wants the dollar to weaken, but at the same time, he's saying that he wants the border adjustment tax as part of broader tax reform. So there are inherent contradictions in Trump policy right now, and investors should really pay attention to how that square is circled.
So even
circled squared.
Well, considering this topic here, and considering your, let's call it, somewhat bullish outlook on some of the emerging markets, if the U.S. dollar does move up 20% from where it is, isn't that going to further hurt the emerging markets?
Well, yes. It would be very chaotic for global trade. I just don't think the dollar is going to rally 20%. That's why I have a problem with this border adjustment tax, because I think overhauling the U.S. tax code and betting on the dollar accommodating that, I think, is rolling the dice. The dollar is going to trade off a lot of different things. The currency markets trade $5 trillion in notional value per day. So to think that the dollar is going to accommodate you on paper may sound great, but maybe that doesn't happen. And if it doesn't happen, then anybody who imports products in the U.S. Is going to have an issue, because they're going to have to pass it on to consumers, which is going to be highly inflationary. And that's one of the reasons why I'm bearish on bonds if this tax passes, because I don't think the dollar is going to accommodate. Maybe it does against Mexico, but it's not going to rally 20% against the yuan, in my opinion, anytime soon. And even if the dollar does rally, it may be 3 years before it fully adjusts. Well, in the meantime, we could have a serious inflation problem in the U.S., which actually, if the Fed doesn't respond to that, could actually be dollar negative. So the point of that, of all this, is that anybody who's bullish on Trump, thinking that all this is going to be clean and that the corporate tax rate is just going to be cut, regulation is going to be cut, and everything's going to be fine, I think needs to deepen their analysis, because unfortunately, we're not hearing about spending cuts. So for every dollar of tax increases, tax cuts, they want to have a dollar of tax increases.
Well, that's a very interesting comment on that border adjustment tax, and something that people do need to understand, because it is in the news. And again, with Trump's policies, I think there is a lot of clarification that's needed, and that's going to happen whether we like it or not as we move through this Trump presidency. And he seems to be doing stuff faster than I think anybody really imagined. But Peter, before we wrap this up, you talked about how you like the precious metals. Do you think they're going to go skyrocketing higher, though, or is it going to be a grind?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. As long as the trend is up, I think that that's, you know, in a way, bull markets are healthier when it's a steady stair-step rise. Once they go straight up and parabolic, well, then you got to be on the lookout to be selling into that parabolic move. What I foresee is more of a steady increase over the next couple of years, and then maybe finish by, you know, a blow off similar to that we saw in 2011. And that blow off would be a good time to be selling into. You know, there are times to own gold, there are times not to own gold. And I think this is one of those times to own it.
I would agree with you, and a lot of our audience also agrees with that. I really do hope that we have a more sustainable move up this year, rather than that almost peak and then trough that we put in last year. But a lot's going to depend on what happens in these other markets and what Trump does with the dollar. Again, Peter, it's great having you on the show, and I cannot recommend enough, everybody, go check out Peter's new website. Click on the link below this interview. It's going to definitely be worth your time. Peter, thank you. Everybody, stick around. We're going
to
be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800. 441-0405.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition and talking a bit more technicals this segment with our friend Avi Gilbert from the Elliott Wave Trader website. I highly recommend checking out his website. There is a very active board that carries on many different discussions and looks at a number of different markets. But in this segment, we are going to focus on the U.S. equity markets and metals. First of all, Avi, U.S. equity markets. You published a piece, I believe just yesterday or the day before, that discussed how so many people in investing seem to be bearish on the U.S. markets. And you think that really isn't founded, do you?
Not at all. I've been saying this now for a couple of years, and I think the market is heading up over 2,500 on the S&P 500. And people have been trying to short this rally all the way up, and I've seen people go under 100 points on the ES, going underwater, and people blowing up their accounts because they just don't believe in this rally.
So why do you think so many people don't believe in this rally? Is it because the rally has gone on for so long in the markets, or is there something else at play here?
I don't know. I can't tell you what people are thinking. All I know is we want to continue buying dips. That's all I know.
Okay, what are some of the targets that you have for, let's do the S&P right now?
Well, when I went back and looked when we last, that was back in early or mid-December, I think, we had our first target at 2306, and we basically have hit that now, and the market is kind of vacillating, still within this 40-point region over the last couple of weeks. So, I'm the market has now opened up to our next higher target region between 2400 to 2440. That's our next higher region. However, I still think there's a potential that the market's going to pull back and pull more bears into the market to set up the slingshot up to that 2400 region. So I'm looking for the 2400 region probably in the springtime somewhere, could maybe even closer towards the end of the springtime. But what I'm seeing first is the possibility of another drop to retest our upper support region, somewhere around 2230, 2240, somewhere in that region would be an ideal test. And of course, if too many bears are piling in already on this rally, then we're just going to melt up to 2400. But my preference would be first a retest of support, pull more bears into the market to set up more short covering to catapult us up to 2400, 2440 is my next target.
So in essence, that there is the very good possibility of a short-term pullback, but you are definitely not recommending people dive in with a bunch of shorts and think that this market is retracing any significant amount, do you?
No. I'm not recommending anybody short this market. And it's not because we're so high, it's just because the market still has further to go. I believe pullbacks are to be bought still. Until the summer, I think you're going to be seeing, much higher levels. Even if we do get a pullback, I think you're going to be seeing much higher levels.
So what about the summer then, Avi? What are you thinking might happen in the summer? Is that when we're going to see a reversal?
I think we're going to get to the summer. We're going to get much higher, of course. And I think by the time the summer comes, I think I'm going to be looking for a multi-month pullback, correction, whatever you want to call it. I don't think this bigger rally that we began back in February of 2016, I don't think this is going to complete until the end of this calendar year or maybe first quarter of next calendar year. And that's where, we're going to hit our upper targets minimally of 2537 to 2611. That's been our sweet spot. There is potential for a blow-off top all the way to 2800. Not my expectation based upon what I'm seeing right now. Right now, 2537 to 2611 is the sweet spot we've been targeting now for a couple of years, and I still think we're going to get there.
Okay, so keeping those higher targets in mind and the overall narrative of no major pullbacks coming until maybe summer, and that's still a maybe in terms of summer, is this going to distract investors from the metals?
I don't know what it's going to do. Whenever people look at little shiny things, it could distract them. I don't know. But all I could say is I think the metals are heading up higher as well.
And what are you using to base your metals call? When we were talking off mic, you mentioned that you think silver is the one to watch.
I mean, silver really has been giving us very, very nice tells of late. I mean, it really is one of my favorite charts right now. Again, the last time we spoke, I think we spoke, like I said, in the beginning of December, mid-December, I said, as long as we hold 1550, I'm looking for a major bottoming in silver. And I think, where did we bottom? We bottomed at about 1570 or so.
Yeah, 1568.
Right, my initial target, really, I thought we were going to hold about 1650 initially, which was the first bottom that we hit back in, when was that? That was around November, I think. So I thought that could have held. That was my first target. But when we moved up very correctively, we had to change that perspective. And as long as we held the support over 1550, I was looking for a major bottoming and then starting of the next rally. Right now, the key level to watch, once we took out 1750, it kind of confirmed what I'm seeing as a potential bullish trend. So I think the probabilities now are suggestive of a very strong bullish trend. I'm looking for the next breakout over 1785 in silver. Over 1785 in silver, I see a potential quick move up to the 19 region. Ultimately, I think we're going to get up to about 20 to 22 or so before this tops out, and we see another multi-month consolidation before heading higher.
Okay, so Avi, there is one thing that you and I don't exactly see eye to eye on, and that is the moves in the precious metals in the very short term. I personally don't expect us to have an explosive move up, but you're along the other lines from that. Compared to last February, when just in 2 weeks silver moved up about $1.70, Do you think that we could easily see a replay of that this month?
That's where the 1785 trigger is going to come in.
Okay.
If you see silver move strong over 1785, you're going to see a buck and change move very quickly. That is going to be a what I would consider a micro-parabolic move if you see a strong takeout of 1785. You're going to see us heading to 19 pretty quickly.
Now, Evie, why do you think the sentiment in metals is still fairly depressed? I think it's sitting somewhere around 20% right now of the bullish sentiment.
Yeah, bullish sentiment is sitting around 20% right now. And again, the whys of why investors do what they do, I can't tell you. What I can tell you is, you know, what the state of the market is and my expectations based upon that state of the market. And when you have bullish sentiment that low, you know, it's really ripe for a strong move to wake everybody up.
Okay, so silver moving to maybe $19. What about gold? What does that bring gold to in your eyes?
My expectation is that ultimately with the GDX and the GLD, minimally I'm expecting us to be heading up to the August highs, August of last year, minimally. We could even exceed those highs ever so slightly before we see the next multi-month pullback. But what I'm looking for is, should we take out the recent highs and, really move strongly through and what everybody's watching, that 1220 region in gold, for example. Everybody has their eyes on that. But when you take that out, I think you're going to see a relatively parabolic move. You're going to see a quick, sharp move to the upside. And I think you're probably going to see us go straight up to the 124, 125 region pretty quickly.
That would be exciting for the markets again, and you know what? It would echo a lot of what we saw last year in 2016, a very nice, almost parabolic move, as you said, straight up. Hopefully we would hold those gains if we do see that, but I guess this month will tell, and Avi, I'm going to have you back on at the end of this month, and we can recap some of these calls and see exactly where the markets have moved, because I think it's interesting to always listen to everybody's technicals and take a look at your own and see where the markets actually do follow through on. So, Avi, it's always great having you on the show. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I have Chris Martinson on this segment. He is the co-founder of PeakProsperity.com. Fantastic website and a fantastic overall commentator. Chris, I always enjoy chatting with you, and today is going to be no different because we're going to talk more about the economy and I think socially how people are handling what's going on in the economy. Let's first start by quickly touching on the payroll numbers that actually came out fairly strong this week, especially the ADP number. But let's face it, behind the scenes, there seems to be some discrepancies here that even you pointed out to me. But essentially, payroll jobs grew by 227,000. This was 47,000 more than expected. This is pretty impressive. There were revisions that go back to September, which took off about 10,000 jobs, but overall the private sector added 237,000 jobs, which is 62,000 more than expected. It was, on the surface, a great number, but something that you're still not buying into, are you, Chris?
No, the Bureau of Labor Statistics clearly has some problems going on. I think it's an agency that needs to sort of be reviewed. Their numbers have been relatively out of touch with reality for a long time, and they just don't line up or square easily with either people's personal sort of anecdotal understanding of the world or with the macro statistics we can look at. So let's pick it apart. Out of those 265,000 jobs, 46,000 were retailers adding jobs. Interesting, because we just came off of a pretty lackluster December and third quarter for retailers. We've all heard about the difficulties that many retailers are having, from Walmart to Sears to you name it. But somehow, despite lots of store closings and reported difficulties in earnings and sales, they decided to add 46,000 jobs in January alone. And also there was a big uptick allegedly in full-time jobs. So here's where I have trouble. Let me connect the dot here. So if you look at the charts they put out, jobs have just been climbing, climbing, climbing. There's many, many more jobs this year than last year at the same time. There's many more full-time jobs. So let's wander for a second over to something called the Treasury Monthly Statement. And the monthly statement of the Treasury actually just tells you what all the receipts were that they pulled in. So it's only current through December. I can't get you January data. But through the first 3 months of last year, fiscal year 2016, the federal government took in $765 billion in receipts. for those same 3 months. This year, $740 billion. So $25 billion less in receipts. When we say receipts, what do we mean? We mean taxes. So somehow we have many, many more people working, many more of them at full-time jobs. Wages have climbed, and the Treasury's taking in less money. Can't make it work.
No, this is an interesting stat that you brought up. One other stat that I want to point out that I find a bit troubling was that 305,000 person drop of the number of 25 to 54-year-olds working, which was partially offset by a almost 200,000 person rise in those 55 and older. And I think this also ties in a little bit to maybe some of the protests that we saw, especially this week in Berkeley, with some of the younger generation also saying that this isn't really working for us, and this is maybe more of a problem than the numbers really display.
Absolutely. Listen, let me start here. I think it's perfectly valid and correct for the people in Berkeley and young people everywhere to be upset and angry. I will say that I think they've got their anger misplaced. So the flashpoint in the Berkeley protests, which just happened for anybody who's unaware, was there was a very conservative commentator, a youngish man by the name of Milo, who was going to come and talk. He does this shtick on college campuses. Very conservative, very non-politically correct. And of course, the people who were protesting were worried that he represents a form of intolerance, and that form of intolerance is dangerous because it could lead to violence. And quite ironically, they demonstrated against that with a whole lot of intolerance and quite a bit of violence, including beatings and store lootings, all of that. And listen, I would have been totally in support to see those same people display the same level of passion if they were protesting the right thing. They're protesting the wrong thing. And here's who they should have been protesting: Janet Yellen. She teaches at Berkeley. If they showed up and wanted to protest Janet Yellen, I would, you know, be clapping all the way. So, Corey, there's this study that was done back in the 40s. It's been repeated many times back in the 40s and 50s, where they would take a rat, put it in a cage, make it so the rat couldn't escape the floor of the cage. There was nothing to climb on. And then they would start administering painful random shocks. And the rat was very unhappy, of course, but would learn to tolerate it and sort of curl up and just be unhappy. The problem came when they would put a second rat in the cage. Now that both rats are being shocked, they're very unhappy with circumstance, but they look across the cage and now they see somebody to blame it on. My unhappiness must be due to you. And they would fight to the death if left in there long enough. So what's happening now is that people are being economically shocked. The people in Berkeley, as a representative, also, they're being shocked, but they don't know why. They haven't taken the time to figure it out. So when another rat shows up, this guy Milo, they're like, it must be you, but it's misplaced. And this isn't by accident. We have such poor education and such poor context by media. People don't really understand what's happening. But the reason that Milo has an audience for his conservative views is because he's talking to shocked, unhappy people. And the reason all these protesters show up is because they're going deeply into student debt and the social contract is failing. And for whatever reason, there aren't high-paying jobs out there, and they're unhappy about that. But they shouldn't be fighting each other. They should understand who it is that's pressing the shock button. That's the central bank.
Well, isn't this part of the bigger problem, too, where it's just showing that the U.S. citizens, I would argue people around the world, continue to struggle because they're not seeing higher real wages. They're not able to dig themselves out of whatever debt they have and actually build that middle class, because the middle class has been decreasing, especially in the U.S.
Well, absolutely it has. And even there, you know, the statistics are still fibbing a bit, or a lot. So, for instance, right now, allegedly, inflation is only 1%, 1.5% in the United States. And so your real wage would have, you know, your actual wage would only have 1.5% deducted from it to get, you know, this year's erosion. And it's not that bad. But the truth is, if you are, let's pull this apart. If you're over 65, you're retired, you're renting an apartment, you live in a major metropolitan area, and you've got some dependence on prescription drugs, your rate of inflation was pretty close to 10% this year, the same as it's been for the past 6 or 7 years. That's really heinous. So people are not just getting a little bit of economic oxygen sucked out of them, but a lot, depending on where they live.
And this, I think, speaks to the higher concept of maybe why Trump got in, why that Brexit vote went through. But, Chris, do you see any positives in terms of maybe people taking the right approach or other governments taking the right approach to actually start to help the average citizen?
Interesting. You know, remember, so Brexit passes, and of course, you know, the powers that be, the ruling class, was just foaming at the mouth, telling us that the UK had just shot itself in the foot. It was horrible. They've gone backwards. They've destroyed their future. The embarrassing part of this story for the ruling class is that the economy of the UK has actually picked up quite smartly, and they haven't in a very long time, and it's actually helped the average person quite a lot. That's the trend that I have the most hope around, are these so-called populist movements. The mainstream media is trying to rebrand them as nationalist, kind of darkly winking at the fact that these might be fascists themselves or Nazis or all that crazy stuff. But what it really is the pendulum is swung towards the ultra-rich and corporations running away with all the loot. That's starting to swing back. We're seeing it in the populist votes that are coming up. Are they always done cleverly or perfectly? No. But the reclaiming of power is never a pretty process. That's what I see happening all over the place. It gives me hope, seeing people wanting to reclaim their freedoms and their rights. And the biggest worrying thing I see on that front is this move towards cashless societies. People like Summers and Rogoff and Haldane and all these, you know, insider luminaries trying to convince us that cash is where criminals operate, and that's why we needed to get rid of it. But it's really a major assault on our freedom at this point in time.
Yeah, I've been on record saying that I think moving to a full cashless society would be a negative thing. And that's also because you and I do share that same outlook, that we can't just blindly trust the people in power, the wealthy, really anybody. Look at everybody with a bit of skepticism and make up your own minds. But it is very encouraging to see the shift that we have seen recently in 2016. I think that could be a crucial year moving forward to hopefully get the world back on track and hopefully help out the citizens of the world to be a more prosperous nation and globe. But that's something that will take time. And Chris, I know that that's something that you write about on a regular basis. So I appreciate all your work. I also appreciate you joining us. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Offered not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.